Kurt, big news today. I guess you took it all in as the University of Idaho announced their move back into the Big Sky Conference in football in 2018. What was your reaction from just how it was done with the AD, the president, and the football coach there? How do you think that came off?
Well, you know, I don't like it when I'm on the phone. I can't see you two guys sitting next to me, first off. I'm sure that was a very difficult decision for Dr. Staven and Rob, and I'm sure they thought long and hard about it. But I thought they went about it the right way. They came right out with it, and they addressed the questions and faced it head on, and I commend them for it.
Kurt, the question sort of now comes around to, now that they've declared that beginning with the 18 season there'll be an FCS program, will it be any easier to get a University of Idaho game at Albertson Stadium, or more difficult because of the uncertainty of where their schedule is going?
I really don't think them making the change makes it easier or more difficult. I mean, you know, for us right now, we don't even have an opening on our schedule until 19. And then we've got 20 and 21 open, but right now those are scheduled for road games. So our thinking on the matter really hasn't changed much to this point. We haven't had any more conversation about it. And, you know, from as much as I can say, I don't think today changed that thinking, at least for now.
They did come out and say that they're very, very open to it now. I don't know if they've been that open and public about it before. It kind of sounds like they're waiting for a phone call from you. The logistics, it doesn't really matter. As you pointed out, in 19, you do need a home game. You have Marshall on the schedule that year with road games at Florida State and BYU. That's already shaping up to be a very tough schedule. Philosophically wise, can you see yourself slipping an FCS team into that home spot?
You know, Mike, philosophically, maybe. I've got a couple balls in the air right now and talking to some schools about filling that spot. I think I told you that I was kind of hopeful that we might have that done for now, but there's been a lot of change in the scheduling over the last month and a half or so, and we're still weighing all of our options and making sure that we're putting the schedule together that's, you know, where it's competitive for us, and also at the same time making sure that our strength of schedule stays, you know, at a high level based upon how we can get to that bigger game at the end of the year. So we don't have an answer yet to the question. The game is open, but the conversation of playing Idaho hasn't changed from the last time I talked to you guys.
Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director, joining us here on Ask the AD. You can give us a commercial tire text at 424-9300 or give us a hashtag, Ask the AD, to get a question in to Kurt off the Twitter account. The situation with them in terms of their own scheduling, Kurt, you've been in their shoes. Wouldn't it be kind of difficult to approach them now on a game, given all the things they're just trying to figure out? Wouldn't timing be better after this 2021 period for you comes up where they're more settled down, or does that even matter?
No, I think that matters a little bit. I don't have a destination date in mind for that at all. And, you know, they're obviously trying to get prepared for 2 years down the road right now, and I know that takes a lot of work, and they've got to juggle some balls and get their schedule going in the right direction. And you know, maybe way, you know, down the road, like you said, in 2021-22, they'll have a better handle on what theirs is looking like going forward. But like I said, guys, our conversations, at least up to this point, haven't changed, and I'd rather just leave it at that for now.
Kurt, I think I know the answer to this question, so I apologize in advance, but they're going to have to replace $1 to $2 million at least annually every year. That's a fact. You're a fundraiser. You've come with a fundraising background. How the hell do you go out and do that?
Well, you know, I haven't had a conversation with Rob about that and probably don't plan to, but, you know, I think one thing they might be looking at is that it might be a little less expensive to do business now. And so I think I've told you guys before, there's really only two ways to make money. You either raise it, or you you decrease the amount of money that you spend. And so I'm sure Rob is looking closely at all that. You know, they can still go and play a guarantee game here and there. They're obviously going to have to be a little choosy on how they do that, because they've certainly got to be prepared for the Big Sky Conference and the schedule and trying to get into the postseason and all those kinds of things. You know, I think they're hoping probably that there's a lot of fans and people close to their university that are excited about this announcement, and who knows, maybe they'll be able to garner some support because of the move they made today.
Kurt Apsey, our guest, Ask the AD here on Sports Radio The Ticket with Kazem Prater. We're live from Dave and Buster's for the NFL Draft Party. Kurt, the gender equity question was raised, and since they're going backwards, like 22 men's scholarships, and they're competing in the Big Sky and everything else, and they said they want to eliminate sports, how does that all work? I mean, could they and any school ever be in jeopardy of having too many women's scholarships and not enough men's?
Well, not in today's world, at least for now. You know, and I think when you talk about cutting sports, you still want to try to stay, you know, proportion-wise in a good state. And so I think when you're talking about eliminating sports, you know, I think you can be a little bit more strategic in how you do that. But at the same time, theirs is going to be for financial reasons if that's what they choose to do, as it would be for any other school. So you just got to be a little careful with that, but I'm sure they've got that part figured out.
Kurt, they explained that, and this was really Rob Spear that said this, that he says the rules have changed and it's impossible to stay in FBS and stay competitive. The cost of attendance, the way votes are tabulated now with Power Five's votes counting twice as much as Group of Five votes, and then the finishing touches, he claimed, was when conferences could have championship games with only 10 teams and they don't need to expand to keep 12. Is this a threat, in your opinion, down the road for any Group of Five team, or is this an isolated incident perhaps with a geographically challenged university?
I would say no doubt that that's a threat going forward with teams that are not a part of that Big Five. You know, legislation that keeps coming out seems to separate the haves and the have-nots even more. And, you know, I'll make no bones about it. I mean, it's getting difficult for us, especially when, you know, we're playing our games late at night and we're having a challenge in selling more tickets and those kinds of things. I think it's a huge challenge. You know, cost of attendance for us this year is right around that $1.1 million mark. And, I mean, that's a brand-new expense that we've got to find a way to cover through our fundraising efforts. And that is not easy. So I think Rob was right on when he said that. And the more legislation changes and allows schools across the country to do things that some can afford and others can't, you're going to see that separation gap increase as time goes on. And I think it's going to be even more difficult for schools like Boise State that aren't in those Big Five conferences to maintain the financial resources they're going to need to stay competitive. So I don't think it's going to get better by any means. I think it's going to be a bigger challenge each year.
Kurt Apsey, our guest, Boise State's athletic director here on Sports Radio The Ticket with Caves and Prater. We're live from Dave and Buster's. Kurt, back to the football schedule. The release came out. More games moved, some Friday games, some non-Saturday games. Talk to us about the remaining games on the schedule. You know, and you said that you still got half of them to go at home. What should we expect happen for those kickoff times and or days of the week for the remaining games for your football schedule?
Are you talking about the Saturday games?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Saturday right now, you know, is basically Washington State, Oregon State at home, Colorado State at home. And from what I know, I think those games will stay on Saturday, but we just don't have the times. And, you know, it's no secret, I'm going to assume that those games are probably going to be later in the evening as well.
So there's really no, I mean, that's just it. At the end of the day,
yeah,
you know that's where these TV stations need to put it. Now, when you put out this release and you let everybody know, To some people, it's a surprise. It spurs phone calls. To others, they kind of expect it. What was the response this time coming the ticket office's way or your office's way?
You know, not a lot. I think our fans are getting used to it now. That doesn't mean that they like it, and neither do we. But at the same time, this is not the first time we've gone down this road over the last couple of years. And, you know, if there's any positive to this, we played six non-Saturday games last year, and there's only five this year. Our challenge is some of those dates that fall on Friday make it really tough for our team in terms of days off and when they practice and being in school and, you know, game prep and all that kind of stuff, especially that Colorado State BYU week where we play on Saturday and then turn around and play on Thursday. The only positive out of that probably is at least both the games are at home. So I haven't gotten a lot of feedback from fans. I'm sure that's coming, but, you know, at the end of the day, we hope we put a great product on the field, and we hope our fans support us. And I know that they realize how important it is for them to be in the stands when we're in Albertson Stadium, and I just hope that they show up for the games, and we're going to do our best to get them out here again.
I was really curious about that short turnaround, and then you mentioned Coach Harsin, who's always handled it really, really well publicly. But behind the scenes, if there are logistics in terms of juggling Friday night games and student-athletes' needs and wishes and short turnarounds here and there, you know, has he ever come to you? Do you guys sit down and have these conversations? Well, I know you sit down and have these conversations, but privately, is he a little perturbed by it? Or even privately, he's totally comfortable. Just bring it on. Let's do it.
Well, I think you know the answer to that question, Mike. No, he doesn't like it at all. He's a very competitive person, and that's why he's the head coach at Boise State. And at the end of the day, he wants to make sure that this team is in the best position to win. And I think when you have short weeks like that, that is really hard to do. And credit to him so far, they've done a pretty good job with it. But no, he asks me every day why the heck we can't do something different. And that'll probably be a topic of conversation at the conference meetings next week. And, you know, we'll discuss those things. But no, Coach Harsin would rather play every Saturday with no midweek games whatsoever.